A lot of talent in the world of music, and out of thousands of entries to this year's Tiny Desk Contest from NPR Music, here on Weekend Edition, we've been highlighting some of the standouts this week. Kali's Interlude from Z, the author.
Bleed, hold your head down when you outside bleed. Mama never let you on the south side bleed. Living in the valley of the outcry bleed. Belly of the beast when it outcries bleed.
Watch powerful words from Xavier Thompson, also known as Z, the author, who joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Tell us, please, what moved you to give voice to this. I gather it was in the summer of the Black Lives Matter protests.
Originally, I wrote the song in my dorm room in the middle of the night, just trying to find some type of, I guess, closure for myself in what had been happening in the world and honestly in my neighborhood, you know, in my backyard, going outside and seeing people protest. My family members and my friends and people that I grew up around, you know, seeing them outraged and seeing them so passionate about somebody that looked like me, something like this happening to them. And I just kind of pondered it for so long and thought about it for so long. And I feel like the best way for me to be able to cope with what I was seeing and to process what I was seeing was to write a song about it. And so I just made that beat really fast in the middle of the night. Freestyled that basically off the top of my head.
Where does it change from trade and commerce of J's and Converse? Some days I ponder which way I wander, which path I follow.
The song is called Kali's Interlude. Tell us, if you could, about Kali Soul, who's been an important figure in your life.
Yeah, Kali is my brother, man. Yeah, he's one of my largest inspirations from where I'm from Albuquerque. He showed me how to get better. You know, he showed me that it's about the hours that you put in. It's about the amount of passion that you have towards your craft. Those are lessons that I'll never forget. So, you know, it's a special song that we created.
To know what you believe and how much you feel like home. Where the black man raises, where the black man roam. 23 on his jersey and make the black man the goat. But 23 chromosomes, where the black man from, we freak.
And tell us a little about the rap and hip-hop scene in Albuquerque. I gather it's quite strong.
Yeah, it's actually very unique, and I think that benefits us because we really don't have a design sound yet. I make a specific type of hip-hop. I like, you know, certain sounds, and I like to make my music a certain type of way, but Kali likes to make his music a certain type of way, and I think, in my opinion, is so different from me. But then at the same time, you have artists that aren't hip-hop artists that are still here with us and gather with us and create with us. And that inspires and influences us to make even better music. You know, we have singer-songwriter artists, EDM artists that are close friends with us, country artists that are close friends with us, and so on and so forth.
Boy, sounds like a real mix.
Yeah, it's a real melting pot, yeah.
My name is Z, the author. This is my tiny desk, as you can see.
And tell us about the video in the tiny desk, because we see you in what looks like kind of a scuffed up handball court with a couple of school desks pushed together.
Yeah.
What were you trying to strike there?
Yeah, for me and for Aaron and for Isaiah, Aaron Porter and Isaiah Watts, shameless plug, shout out to them. There would be no video, no anything, no submission if it weren't for those two geniuses. I love them very much. But I didn't even know that the tiny desk submissions were happening at that point in the year. I didn't know until 2 days until they were due. Aaron had told me they were due on the 7th, and she calls me on the 5th of June. She says, hey, you know, Tiny Desk is doing this contest. And, you know, like, we literally, she said, you know, just pick one of your favorite original songs. We'll call Isaiah and he'll come with his camera and we'll just shoot it. And
wow,
that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what I picked Kali's Interlude. I picked the song. We showed up. I brought my mic and my computer and my setup, and she brought the desks, and we just set it up, and Isaiah pulled out the camera, and we did it in one take. You know, we kind of just did it. And we had no expectation at all, like, that it was going to be anything. It was like the very last day of submissions. We were just doing it off of a whim, and we didn't expect anything to happen. And now, you know, I've had so many people reach out to me around the world, and not even fans of me, but just friends and acquaintances that I've made just off of this one submission, you know, and it's just a beautiful thing. I'm so happy that we did it, you know.
Well, that's wonderful.
Honestly, I just plan to take this music thing, quote unquote, as far as I can take it. Just continue to inspire the next generation, continue to speak what's on my mind and make my family happy, make my community happy.
Well, you're off to a great start.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much.
It's very good. It's our honor to speak with you. Xavier Thompson, also known as Z the Author, and you can see his Tiny Desk Contest video entry on our website, npr.org. Thank you so much for being with us. Good luck. We'll have fun following you.
Hey, thank you guys so much. Told the boys I won't stop and then go like